Thank you very much, Ruth. Tributes appeared in the evening news, as they did nationally, to footballer Martin Peters, who died a few days ago. On the other hand, we have the usual announcement of the babies born into the first minutes of the new decade. The new year will also see a few changes to the city, as St. Stephen's and the bus station get a potential revamp, and we may have a zip wire from Mousehold Heath into the city. This whilst house sellers Rightmove tell us that Norwich is one of the most searched for locations in the UK. Tributes have been paid to Martin Peters, the only World Cup winner ever to play for Norwich City. Mr. Peters, who made 232 appearances for the Canaries between 1975 and 1980, died after a long fight with Alzheimer's, aged 76. The classy midfielder will forever be remembered as the man who scored England's second goal in the 1966 World Cup final. As news of his death broke, members of the footballing community, both locally and afar, paid tribute to the former England international. Dave Stringer, his former Norwich City teammate, said, "He was a pleasure to play with and well-loved in the dressing room." Peter Sylvester, another of his former City colleagues, described him as probably Norwich City's best ever player.
Babies born 30 minutes apart are now separated by decades as parents saw the perfect start to 2020 with new additions to their families. Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital staff delivered several New Year's Day infants and one of the last babies of 2019. Henry Arlo Hale was the first baby born in 2020, arriving at 12:15 a.m. Henry weighed 8 pounds 7 ounces and was due to be born on December the 27th, but kept Mum Jess Bunting and Dad Dick Nick Hale waiting for 5 more days. On the same ward was baby Theodore Arthur, who was born 13 minutes before midnight, making him one of the last babies born in 2019. Weighing 7 pounds 10 ounces, his parents said Theodore, which means God-given or God's gift, was the perfect end to 2019.
The appearance of one of Norwich's main shopping streets is set to be changed after permission was given for its 1970s canopies to be refurbished. Norwich City Council planners have given the go-ahead for the canopies along the shop fronts on the southeastern side of St. Stephen's Street to be revamped. Aviva Investors has been granted permission by officers in the City Hall's planning department, but misgivings from the council's own conservation officer meant a wave pattern idea for the new canopies was ditched. Documents lodged by Aviva Investors and Coleman Architects stated, "The office tower blocks along this frontage have recently undergone refurbishment, and therefore the tired and ageing canopies are in need of refurbishment to generally improve the streetscape and retail experience." Permission for plain grey cladding was given. The applicant said, "Whilst the proposal of recladding the canopies is a minor development, it is hoped it will visually improve the southeastern part of St. Stephen Street."
A major improvement project will see 4 months of work take place at Norwich Bus Station in the new year. The revamp, delivered by Transport for Norwich, a partnership between Norwich County Council, Norwich City Council, and the local authority in Broadland and South Norfolk, will see toilets and waiting areas refurbished at the £5 million station. Improvements are to be made to external lighting, while extra outdoor seating will be added. Real-time bus service information will also be available at TFN trial new voice-activated technology. A Norfolk County Council spokesperson said that there is no planned closure and that the four-month project will cost £995,000. The project will be funded by a share of multi-million pound government pot.
ever fancied soaring Superman style above the Norwich skyline? It could soon be your lucky day, as one councillor has set his sights on installing a 20-metre-high zip wire from the top of Mousehold Heath into the heart of the city. Ben Price, Green Party City Councillor, said he hoped the low-impact, exciting attraction could offer visitors and residents to Norwich a new way to experience the Heath and bring in revenue via ticket sales. Mr. Price, Vice Chairman of the Mousehold Heath Conservators, who care for the site, said he came up with the idea a few months ago after being inspired by similar attractions in Welsh quarries and the Eden Project in Cornwall. He hopes the zip wire could start from the disused football pitch and see adventurous passengers soar up to 20 metres above the trees before landing near Cow Tower. He said, "This is the time of year to reflect and look forward. I'm always trying to think of imaginative ideas for the city. You would feel like you're rushing through the trees. It's going to be amazing views of the whole city. It will be such a unique thing." Mr. Price said that while he had not yet discussed the idea with the City Council or come up with costings for the scheme, he hoped to raise it at a meeting next year.
Norwich was one of the most searched locations in the UK outside London by buyers in 2019, according to Rightmove. Norwich was 8th out of the top 10 cities, just behind Manchester and beating Birmingham and Nottingham. But it didn't fare as well for people looking to rent, not making the top 10 in the league table at all. Nick Taylor, chairman of the Norwich and District Association of Estate Agents, said, "It's not in the least bit surprising that Norwich is one of the most searched locations. After all, Norwich remains one of the best places to move to for work and family life, with the good facilities, good schooling, diverse countryside and beautiful coastline on our doorstep. We mustn't get too carried away by what we hear from Rightmove, however. We must recognise that most people who visit Rightmove at the time of the year are doing so recreationally and not because they're looking for a house."
Well, that marks the end now of part one. So Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and do enjoy the rest of your listening. May we say once more a very happy New Year to all our listeners.